I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So, Shakira.
Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together.
This isn't too Ricky Ticky for you.
This is different. The Latin vibe is totally different than what?
Or a fife?
It sounds like it might be a bass flute. But it might be something else.
Now, Shakira's been in the news a lot for reasons you wouldn't necessarily hope for, like the tax evasion or whatever. I don't even know where that stands.
I don't either. I thought she was going to jail last night.
Well, it turns out she's going through some trouble with her significant other, a longtime partner, Gerard Piqué.
Gerard.
She did not catch him cheating with texts or paparazzi. I'm not even sure she had to do much of an investigation. She definitely has caught him. And this is, people have been really enjoying the soap opera, mm-hmm. all of this on the internet. So we'll ask you, how did you get caught, or how did you catch someone? 1-800-947-3979. Shakira found out that she became at least very suspicious that Gerard was having some sort of affair when she came home from a trip. Did she find some underwear?
No, that's too easy.
Did she catch someone? It was a bed ruffled and messed up that looked like somebody had slept in it? That, well, no one would have been in here.
Yeah. Staying in a very obvious spot.
Nope. Her jam was gone. She likes her jam. Jam on toast.
Shakira's jam.
Shakira's jam. Empty.
An empty jam jar.
So what got her thinking about that? It's very simple.
Oh, this is really simple.
He never eats jam.
Gerard does not like jam.
Oh. He's not a jam kind of guy, huh? A jam Gerard.
The kids don't like jam.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Wow.
Somebody ate Shakira's jam. Mm. Oh. So obviously he was having an affair.
Lucky person.
Now, there was one other thing. She caught Gerard's mistress in the background of a Zoom call he did from their home in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jam.
You knew it.
Jam.
I feel like there's a pun there and I just can't figure it out.
It must be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
No.
Oh.
She was devastated to learn the woman felt so at home in their house that they shared with their children. That is, one thing to be cheating, but yeah, you came in here and you ate my food too.
Yeah.
Is there any end to this disrespect?
That's very disrespectful.
I would just hate every second of discovering that. I would hate every second of that realization that you've been doing this and you're so comfortable cheating on me that you have this person in our house.
Yeah, can I eat this jam? Go ahead. I don't like it.
That's a what really high level of cheating.
Oh, Steve, back to the jam. Oh, yeah.
She noticed her jam was missing. That's when the news began to spread.
Oh man. Yeah.
I don't know.
When Gerard was turned to toast.
Oh.
Hey.
That was better.
Hey.
That was the good one.
I liked both of them, actually.
Thank you.
She saw the jam gone, and that was when she realized nothing had a chance to preserve this marriage.
Preserves.
When she noticed the jam missing, she knew she would never take his seed again. His jam has seeds.
When it she does. Said, "Who ate my jam?" he said, "That's a grape question."
Oh. And she responded by giving him the raspberries.
Has it just been a woman, or are you some sort of mixed fruit?
That's the best one.
That's the one you get at a restaurant. It's got all the fruits in it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you cheat on Shakira, none of us stand a chance.
Hell? Yeah, right?
Well, that
like,
just
none of us stand a chance.
That just proves a universal truth that no matter how hot a woman is, the guy who's with her will eventually get tired of her and do something stupid.
But Shakira?
Well, I know, but...
She's perfect.
But he also... He was like a soccer star, right? So I'm sure he can get really... I'm sure he's not cheating on her with an ugly girl.
He doesn't look like Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason Alexander. This one, I worked at the front desk reception at a hotel, and my fiance was a maintenance worker, same place. I found out he was cheating when I walked in on him having sex with a maid in one of our rooms.
Oh, gross.
I mean, yeah, but were you sure?
Yeah, but was she wearing that outfit?
I doubt it.
I've never caught anybody cheating in, like, an exciting way. Like, boom, got you. Like, caught you in the act. It's always been like, man, some girl messaged me on Facebook and said y'all been hooking up. Mm. This sucks.
I caught my ex. I think I've talked about this before. When I was in college, right after college, we had, we were living together, same apartment. She worked at a restaurant. She was a server. Mm-hmm. So she would get home really late. And we had gotten in a big fight that day. And then she left, went to work. Got home, I was already asleep, and her phone was sitting on the side table of the bed. Mine was too, but we had the same phone. So I'm asleep, and I keep hearing, friend is texting her or whatever. Or something.
Yeah.
So I look at the phone thinking it's my phone, and I see a text from her friend from like a couple hours earlier that said, don't have sex with him, just hook up with him. And I was like, what the heck?
Wait a minute.
Wait, this isn't my phone. Go back to previous text. That lucky bus boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
always the bus boys.
When you're in your 20s and dating, if you're dating somebody who's working at a restaurant, they're cheating on you. Everyone at restaurants hooks up. They do.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, her friend who ended up, her friend who was the one texting also worked at that restaurant, ended up breaking up the owner of the restaurant's marriage and is now married to the owner of the restaurant.
Oh, wow. She's Mrs. Tony Armadillo?
She is Mrs. Tony Armadillo.
Was that at Tony Armadillo's pizza shop?
It was not. No. Mr. Armadillo's Steakhouse and Saloon. Thank you very much.
That's
pizza.
And House of Infidelity.
Yeah.
The Bunyan Onion. Also gross.
It is true about the restaurant industry, though.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
The one person that I caught who was cheating on me as well, it was the same thing. They started working for a restaurant, and I was told there was some out-of-town training going on, and I went, I don't think that's true.
They don't send waitstaff to
Pasadena
to learn how to carry a tray?
She was a manager.
Okay.
But it wasn't out of the question. I mean, I don't know how I haven't worked for a chain restaurant before, but she had gone out of town and then came back, and I went, I don't believe that. She came back, and to be nice, I went, hey, I'm sure you had a long trip. Why don't I go put gas in your car for you? Because I knew she always put receipts in like the ashtrays.
Oh, the receipts. That's why you're so
That's
hung
why
up
they're
on
in
receipts.
Your wallet.
Uh-huh.
In case you're having a little fandango.
And so I went and I took her car, I got into her car, and I immediately and I pulled out and I go, this doesn't say Washington, D.C. This says the Poconos.
Oh, those are different.
And
Dang.
So I came
That's
back
a nice
and
vacation.
I went I go and I held up the receipt and I go, this doesn't say Washington, D.C. Who are you with? And that was the end of that.
And did she admit to it?
Huh?
That's good. At least they admitted to it.
No. Steve?
Yes, when
Steve.
Shakira found out she was being cheated on, she felt like a real smucker.
Wow. Why don't you sit a few plays out?
One too far, Steve.
Oh, man.
One too
I think that was
far.
A good one.
sounds like her husband welched on that marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
If you look at my screen, I just Googled the word jam. I'm just looking for words.
Synonyms for jam. What
like
else do we have?
Jam terminology.
You got any more? Because that one, you about smoked it in your pants before you got a chance to talk.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I'd be able to finish my. I wasn't sure I'd be able to finish my story because Steve was so excited.
Yeah. Smuckers.
I'm gonna work this in.
Janebo joins us. Hello, Janebo.
Hello.
How did you catch someone?
Well, I have two ex-husbands that I've caught cheating.
Okay.
The first one, I came home one day and he had two women sitting on my couch. And I was like, all right, well, which one are you sleeping with? He was dumb enough to actually tell me which one he was sleeping with. So I punched her in the face and everything. And we all
yes. what did the other girl do? Like, well, I guess you had that one coming, Nancy.
I'd be like, I don't even know that lady.
I'm just his horse friend. They,
I just drove her.
They just kind of hid behind him. They ended up getting called, and I ended up going to jail. And, I only spent one night in jail, and I got out, and I gave him another chance, not because of him, but mostly because of his daughter, who I was raising.
Yeah.
And I ended up having an interview at the same jail 2 weeks after I got out.
Like, they really liked you, and they're like, come back and have a job.
She seems like she'd be pretty good at filing.
Basically, they told me I had balls for still coming to the interview, and that once my charges were dropped, give them a call. I ended up getting a job at the prison instead, which you guys were here in Indiana right by when you were here, you were right by the prison.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I came and seen you guys. Fantastic. Justin got tossed around with a doll by a doll.
That was fun. That was a very good time.
We were just talking about
Yeah, we were just talking about how he puked as we left the shed district.
But I went home sick from the prison one night and came home and found her hiding in my bathroom. She parked her car in my garage that
same
I paid
chick?
For. Yeah, same chick.
Oh, my God, the balls on that woman. Wow.
And your garage. Is there any hole she won't put something in that's yours?
God.
Oh, but her head ended up making a hole in my bathroom wall when I shoved her head into the wall.
Yeah.
Did you go back to jail for assault again?
I'm here to work. No, I'm here to stay for a little while.
Oh. My goodness. So you broke up with him. That was a good choice.
Yeah, finally left him. Eventually got remarried, had a kid. The second husband cheated on me a couple times, too, with different people. Me being stubborn and not wanting to give up, you know, staying like an idiot. But the last one he cheated on me with, he met in the drive-thru of Taco Bell.
That is so hot.
Wow. Boy. Oh, I mean, every good relationship. Every good love story starts like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Every good love story starts with a chalupa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see your fupa after this chalupa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Janebo, you deserve better than these morons.
Yeah, you're a terrible chooser.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a little too serious for her.
I thought she
I had let her go.
I didn't know that. I thought she might laugh, and then I went, oh, boy.
It did make it seem worse.
Like...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Molly.
let's see. Oh, there was one in here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Oh, there it is. My ex left his Apple Watch on the counter. I sent him a link to something, and then I realized it was there, and it lit up, and he had already changed my name to ex-wife.
What?
Oh, boy. I would have stole everything from that house. Like, well, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. I need this.
Your contact was ex-wife.
That is a bold move.
Oh, like, well, that's so that because you probably contacted him the most, that was so that when he was with the woman who he told he was single to, it would come up as ex-wife and not wife.
I'll bet you're right, Wings. I bet you're absolutely right. Jimbo in Tennessee. Jimbo? You got cheated on? How did you find out?
Yeah, so I was dating this girl, and we were at the bar. First of all, Hot Wings is right that any girl in her 20s that is a waitress can
cannot be trusted because this was her.
Okay.
Oh, probably. I mean, I meant that for both genders.
Probably guys, too.
But we get it, Jimbo. You're scarred. It's fine.
Yes. Yeah. Right. You've dated a server. Okay.
So we went to the bar. We come home. And everything's great. We live together, right? So I am like, where is she at? So we go outside. I look outside, and at the playground of the apartment that we live at, which is in the middle of the area, she's sitting there on the phone, and I'm listening. So I sit out on the balcony, and she's so hammered she doesn't know I'm like right there, and she's like obviously talking to this dude, and she goes like, listen, I know I'm not the only one, and you're a player. I get it. It's a lot locker room talk. And I'm like, what is locker room talk? So I confront her. Long story short, it turns out she was cheating with me with this guy that plays on the Detroit Tigers.
Nice.
And we lived in Detroit.
Oh, man.
And no, it's not nice.
Wow.
Sorry, Jimbo. I'm just kidding.
Who was it?
It was Craig Monroe.
Oh, C-Mo?
Oh, man.
He was everybody's favorite Tiger, is which one of the ads they used to run. And maybe your wife was in it.
He was hers.
Oh, that sucks, Jimbo.
And she was a huge Tigers fan.
Well, no wonder.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to compete with that?
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
That guy's the size of that guy's bat.
Oh, man. She used to pine tar that thing. Jimbo, thank you. Sorry about that. That sucks.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Can I use your bat? You don't want to.
No. Yeah.
Well, the count on that is two balls.
He made it all the way to home base.
That's home plate.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the girl talked about the Apple Watch a little bit ago, that text you read,
mm-hmm.
I had a guy, he and I had the same exact computer, so he would take his computer to work in the mornings or whatever, and he accidentally grabbed mine, and he texted me and said, hey, I snagged your computer, but I do need to be able to use it, and I gave him my login, no problem, and I needed to be able to do the same because I was a manager of salons, and I was doing the work schedule that day. So he gave me his login, no problem, but what he forgot was the night before at my house while we were watching movies and he was, quote, working, he was actually on Facebook and was messaging girls D-pics over Facebook. And so I open it up, and the first thing that pops up are like, bing, 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 all these like messages. And naturally, I'm looking like, that. I recognize that picture. I know that picture. And wow, you were doing this right here next to me on the couch yesterday. It was so, so bad.
God.
I was like, man, dang it. This sucks. So naturally, I put on the cutest pair of underwear and a really tight shirt with no bra on when he came over to talk later. And I was like, I don't think I can forgive you. Sorry. Little bitch.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You could have done a lot worse. Punch him in the nose or smack his head into the wall before you get a jail job. Both would have been good. This one, I got to find it. I don't know if I'll be able to, but it says, I thought my ex was cheating, so I started looking at the phone bill, and he was texting a number that she didn't recognize. So then she contacted Verizon, and they provided her, I guess if it's your account, they provided her with some of the images that were sent from that number.
Ooh.
So the phone company gave her a bunch of booty shots and all other sorts of nudes from that. I mean, they sort of, slut-shamed that lady.
Mm.
Or revenge porn that lady. I didn't think they could do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal.
Maybe it was just some dude. Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah,
probably
jackpot.
Just knew somebody.
Yeah. This one, I caught my ex. I found movie stubs to a movie she had told me she would never watch in her life.
Mm.
Like, well, I'll do it for my boo, but not for you. Let us get to Jane Bo. Hello, Jane Bo.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
How did you catch someone?
So, yeah. So, he worked for an airline, I won't say which, but he was based in Dallas. I was in Michigan, and we had kids, family, a whole life. And he had a life, too, in Dallas with someone else, and didn't cover his tracks. So, I flew down there, literally drove to the address, because he didn't cover his tracks. They were having dinner. And so I rang the doorbell. He opens the door. She ran out the door wall. I kind of lost it for a little bit. grabbed a kitchen knife. I threatened to cut off a body appendage.
Okay.
But then I remembered, you know, the death penalty, and I don't, you know, he'll bleed to death, and I'll go to prison, and I really need to raise my kids.
Right.
So, I came back home and got a divorce, and she called me for like a year after that for advice, like how to deal with certain things with him, and I was just like,
wow,
what? I'm done. Have a good life. Wish you luck. So I'm happily married now to someone decent. And,
that second life thing always blows my mind.
Yeah. Man, I can like, barely manage mine.
So much better.
Right?
Oh, that's crazy.
So much better. Dude,
were you still able to get cheap discounts on airline tickets?
Yeah, like a buddy ticket?
Yeah.
You know, damn it, that's the one thing I didn't want to give up.
I don't blame you.
I don't either.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane Bo.
In his face, you flew down there for free.
Listen to this one. This is the worst cost cheating story I've ever heard, this person writes from Maine. This happened a few years ago to a coworker. She found out her husband was cheating when the police showed up at the door. Her husband and his mistress had gone target shooting in a sand pit, and he shot her by accident. He panicked and left her for dead. She survived and called the police, so when they went looking for, they went to my coworker's house looking for her husband. They explained that they believed he shot a woman in the, and it was the affair.
Wow.
He went to jail. They got divorced. No idea about the mistress. But when she drinks water, it flows out of a lot of holes. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a sieve.
It happened in New Hampshire. I don't want to give any more details in case the coworker is a listener. Yeah, how could they possibly figure out who they were talking
about? Yeah, that could have been anybody who accidentally shot somebody in a sand pit.
I mean, I don't know. It could be about your ex or Dick Cheney. I don't know.
Could be anything.
Could be anyone.
Who knows?
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.